Haines Tourism Advisory Board braces for changes next season, and the goat hunt is closed for the middle section of the Tokchinook Range. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game issued an emergency order to close the middle portion of the Tokchinook Mountain to goat hunting for Friday at 11:59 p.m. Area biologist Carl Koch is not surprised.
You know, that's pretty much one of the most popular spots, so it's not uncommon for it to go quickly.
It's an early closure for the section of the range east of Haines Highway and the Chilkat River, west of Chilkoot Lake, and north to Goat Hollow. That's because hunters reached the harvest limit on Thursday. Five goats were taken in the area, four males and one female. Koch says harvesting females means hunters reach the limit more quickly.
And that's why we're very conservative about taking nannies. If hunters were to just specifically target billies and survival remained constant, the population could double in 7 years.
ADFNG says the goat population is vulnerable if they continue a hunt after the harvest level has been reached. The youth hunt and all other areas in Unit 1D are still open. Koch cautions hunters to be aware of black and brown bears at higher altitudes. On Thursday, members of the Tourism Advisory Board in Haines discussed the recent news that the Holland America Cruise Line will move ships that had previously visited Haines to the port of Skagway next year. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports that the decision adds urgency to the search for a new tourism director.
Last week, Haynesboro manager Deborah Schnabel received a phone call from a representative with Holland America who said that the cruise line would not be porting in Haines next summer. Tourism Advisory Board Chair Barbara Mulford said that the decision was not communicated effectively to members of the tourism industry.
I don't feel that a cruise line agency or industry should be reaching out to the borough manager when it should be specific to the tourism department and that leadership to address and disseminate that information and work towards nurturing that relationship to try and attempt to retain them. I mean, we had so many different people contacting Holland, contacting Princess, like, what is this? And it's like, to me, that just comes off as very disorganized.
Mulford said the information should have been communicated through the borough's tourism director. But Carol Ann Wooten recently left that position for a job as the borough's contracts and grants coordinator. Tammy Piper is now serving as the tourism director on an interim basis. Members of the Tourism Advisory Board were concerned that the job opening had not yet been advertised by the borough. The group voted to recommend the assembly advertise the position immediately. Next summer, Skagway will not host the Norwegian Joy like it has in the past, which has opened up a berthing. Mulford reasoned that it must have made economic sense for Holland America to reroute its ships.
As they analyzed their itineraries and the ports they're docking at, even though they've already requested the 2020 schedule and blocks and allocations from all the operators like this past spring, now they crunched the numbers and they're like, hey, bottom line, that's what matters.
At the meeting Thursday, Mulford said that a new tourism director needs to be hired so that the industry can start approaching other cruise lines such as Royal Caribbean to fill the gap left by Holland America.
We need to actively approach these lines if we want to see this revenue return.
Local tour operator Sean Gaffney said he thinks it would be smart to go after smaller and mid-size cruise ships. He pointed to Haines' comparatively small port as an advantage when approaching smaller-scale cruise lines.
We're the only one-vessel port left in Southeast at this point, by and large. Everybody else is building a second spot as quickly as they can, and this is one of our strengths. You know, it's what the community's asked for, and it's a good fit across the board, especially with the mid-sized vessels.
Others suggested that the tour industry may have to adapt to attract cruise passengers in Skagway to make the trip over to Haines. Rainbow Glacier Adventures owner Joe Ordonez said that while tour operators have no problem getting Skagway cruise ship passengers to come over for river floats and nature tours, not having Holland America at Port Chilkoot could hurt business on Main Street.
So what's going to be missing is all these people walking around Haines. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody could get behind the idea of, hey, I want to work with a fast ferry, to bring people to Haines, not to go to the Eagle Preserve, not to go to Chilkoot. They just come to Haines and walk around or have a shuttle bus as part of this package.
According to the cruise schedule for 2020, Holland America ships were going to visit Haines 28 times over the summer. In an email to local tour operators Wednesday, Holland America's shore excursion manager, Jennifer Miller, wrote that 21 of those visits would be moved to Skagway. That's a little less than half of all the cruise ships that were expected to visit Haines next summer. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association issued a flood watch for Skagway and the Tyre River Basin on Friday evening and Saturday morning. Wes Adkins is the lead meteorologist at the National Weather Center in Juneau. He says he expects 2 to 3 inches of rain and possible flooding along the Tyre River.
And this is a lot of rainfall for that area. Normally, it's a pretty one of our driest regions in Southeast Alaska.
That much rain could inundate parts of the Chilkoot Trail. He says hikers should stay alert and anticipate water on the trail.
You know, be prepared to get to higher ground if they see something, but it's going to be gradual for the most part. Just stay alert. Take your NOAA weather radio.
Adkins says NOAA will monitor conditions and update the flood warning if necessary. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One. We'll be right back.